Welcome to Real Talk with Cynthia. I'm your host, Cynthia Tamayo, and I'm so glad that you are here. And if you found this podcast or you were invited and you are listening in, it's because you are on a path of growth. You are on a path of evolving as a human being, of wanting to be the best version of yourself. And I welcome you and I thank you for taking that step into listening to this podcast. I am so humbled and grateful that you are here. Myself, personally, I'm so grateful that I was able to return to this platform. Sometimes in life, we take different directions. We try different things. We make mistakes. But ultimately, we will always be redirected to that path that we were intended to be in. For myself, personally, I am passionate about empowering people, about mental health, because of the life that I have lived. And I'm so passionate to share with others. If I can inspire, motivate, even cause somebody to smile, everything is worth it. So I appreciate you being here. Tonight's topic, episode one, because we are resetting this podcast. We are talking about letting go of what's holding you back from living your best life. Well, I kind of extended that title, but you get what I'm saying. We're going to get right into it. You guys, I had, you know, when something, you know, but then you don't fully know. And then somebody says it or you hear it from somebody and you're like, whoa, and you're mind blown. You're like, hold up. I never looked at it this way. This is what happened to me this weekend. Came across this video, and if you guys are into spirituality, into growth, into manifesting, all that good stuff, look up Bashar on YouTube. This guy is crazy amazing. I feel his purpose on earth is to come and give us messages to those who are willing to listen. But let me tell you something before we get on to that. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes we have plans and we have this big vision for our lives, right? We want to have a dramatic change in our life. We want to be wealthy. We want to travel. We want to just have more time with our loved ones. We just want to be happy. We want to have that perfect partner. We just want to be happy. And sometimes, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this. Like in your mind, you see that life. You see yourself living that life, right? In your mind, you're like, I got this. I'm going to continue pursuing this. And has it ever happened to you where you just encounter roadblock and another roadblock and more blockage? And sometimes you're like, what the hell? Like, all right, God, universe, like, when is it my turn? Why? I'm guilty of it. I've said it, like, look, this is what I want. I'm trying. What is blocking me? What is freaking blocking me? I'm going to go over something that Bashar said on his video. He was talking about how we all have naturally that frequency in us, right? That light that radiates. When you want something, when you're like, you know what? This is what I want for my life. Like for myself, I want to empower people. I want to someday travel and speak to women or to just a group of people and just spread positivity, encouragement, maybe based off of my life experiences. Maybe somebody can resonate with my story, you know, help others tell their stories, whatever it is. And I have this dream and I have this vision. And then sometimes I get stuck again, another roadblock in life. And I'm like, damn, when am I going to step into that life that I want to live? God, universe, when? If I see people that are able to break through this financial rut, break through this spiritual rut, emotional, why can't I? What is blocking me? Have you ever said that to yourself? Or have you heard somebody say that? He was talking about how we all have frequencies. We all have that light in us. Whatever it is that you want in your life and that you think about and you dream about and you just desire, it's given to you because that can be your reality. And this is the crazy part that he said that blew my mind. Everything that we want in our life, that frequency that we want to attract, you know, that saying that we say, hey, whatever you think, whatever you feel is what you attract in your life. That is so true, right? It is true. We can create the life that we want. But what is holding us back? What is holding us back? Again, that frequency, everything that we desire in our life is on its way. It's ready. And whatever is not meant to be in our life, it's ready to leave. It's doing whatever it can to leave. So what is the problem? What is holding us back? The problem, and this is what blew my mind when I heard this video of him speaking, is that it's not about learning how to attract what we want, you know, to attract that life that we want or that we prefer. The key here, and take notes, is learning how to let go of things that we no longer need in our life. That is the problem, my friends, that we want this life. We want to change. We want to manifest the right person. We want to manifest wealth and abundance and happiness and joy in our careers and our businesses and traveling and living our best life. But yet we're holding on to things from our past. We're holding on to them. We're holding on to things that maybe like, oh, this is where I'm comfortable, but I want this amazing, abundant life, but I am not ready to let go of this. Well, guess what? Whatever is not meant to be in your life is doing everything it can to leave, and you are not letting it go because you keep on holding on to whatever it is that you do not want to let go of. It may sound like, Cynthia, yeah, I know that. No, but really, stop and think. To myself, I have so many different goals. I'm an entrepreneur. I have business goals. I have projects that I'm working on, opportunities. I have my passion to speak in events, to travel. But there are certain things in my life that I have not yet let go of because of that uncertainty, because of that what if it doesn't work, because of that self-doubt, because of am I worthy enough, maybe I should hold on to this just in case. Guys, it makes me choke up because it goes to show you that everything we want in our life is available to us. We are worthy of living a happy life. We are worthy of attracting what we want in our life. It starts with us. It does 100%. Even in our topic today, what we want wants us. What you don't need, what's causing you pain, what's causing you that anger, that resentment, that self-doubt, wants to leave you so bad. But for some reason, you, not just you, I say myself too, we keep holding on to things from the past. We keep holding on to things that we're afraid to let go of, which in reality, those things are keeping us from living our best life. You may be saying, Cynthia, that's easier said than done. And you're right. You're right. 100%. 100%. You know what the problem is, friends? Every single one of us has our own journey. We've all experienced a different life, possibly. We've all experienced maybe trauma. We've all had bad experiences. And we all react to life in a different manner. But the key here is to understand that we are deserving of living a happy life, that we are deserving of being wealthy. We are deserving of having more time to spend with our loved ones, of traveling, of just being happy. But it's a choice. What are you willing to let go of? Why are you holding on to what you're holding on to? You know, sometimes we don't even realize that we are not letting go of certain things that we have to let go of in order for us to take that next step into that life that we truly want. And we still sit here and say, gosh, man, and again, I'm guilty of it. When, God? When, universe? When is it my turn? I'm not a bad person. Please. I know it's easier said than done, you guys. Trust me. Trust me. Everything that I speak on this podcast or say or post, I do it to encourage you, but I apply it to my life first of all. And we're all a work in progress. And we all always have room to grow. I heard Pitbull. You guys know the Pitbull, the artist. He's one of my favorite artists. Long story. I'll talk about that another time. But he said something very important. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement. I'm just here to tell you and remind myself that we are worthy of living the best life that we want. But we also have to be willing to let go of the things of the past that are holding us back. Whatever that may look like for you, whether it's resentment, whether it's anger, whether it's, you know, sadness, whether it's materialistic things, whether it's whatever it is, analyze it. I encourage you to analyze your life and say, okay, this is the life that I want. This is the life that I want to attract. Why is it that there's continuous blockage? Because let me tell you something, sweetheart. That whatever it is that you desire wants you too. That life, that wealth, that health, that happiness, that abundance wants us. But it can't come through. It can't come through until you let go of whatever it is that you need to let go of. So today I encourage you, if you need to write it down, if you just need to meditate, I know the areas that I need to work on. I know the things that I need to let go of. Sometimes we hang on to things, to people, to thoughts, to whatever it is, because that's all we know. That's what we've known for so long. And there's that part of you that wants better, but there's that part of you that's comfortable. Comfortable, but not happy. So it's up to you. To be happy in life is a choice. Is life not going to happen to us even if we achieve what we want? Of course it is. But when we change our mentality, when we're ready to let go of things that no longer serve us, things that are ready to leave, they're already doing everything they can to leave, but we're the ones that keep pulling them back and say, hold on, I'm not ready to let you go. So understand that really our life is in our hands, literally. What you truly want, wants you. The things that no longer serve you, that are keeping you back from healing, from growing, from evolving, from stepping into that next phase of your life. All of that's keeping you from doing that. It's not what it is. Because that whatever that frequency is wants to leave you. Because it knows you don't want it. But for some reason, you're not letting go of it. So I encourage you. And I encourage me to sit and really analyze what it is, pinpoint it, start meditating, praying, whatever you want to do, and start releasing it and saying, I release you. I no longer want you to be a part of my life. I let you go. I literally have chills as I'm saying it because I'm applying this to my life. I have several things I need to let go of. So I hope today's podcast was helpful to you. This was definitely real talk. Whew. I don't know about y'all, man, but that spoke to me and I felt it in my heart. I had to share it. This had to be episode one because if we really want to step into that life, we can. It's really up to us. This is your host, Cynthia Tamayo, and this was Real Talk Episode 1. I appreciate you being here. If this was of encouragement to you, let me know. Send me a message. Follow me on all social media platforms. If you have requests for topics, I'm more than open to listen and to touch on whatever you guys suggest. You guys, this podcast is for you, for me, for us to grow, to evolve, to empower one another. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you guys next week for episode 2.